Well, this morning we're talking 4-H. Shelby Van Horn, the Cass County Youth Program Coordinator, in with us as they get ready to start the new 4-H year. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, pretty good. 4-H year. Okay, yeah, it starts at some point, but it's kind of more like a circle, isn't it? I mean, it never really ends.
Yeah, it never really ends. So obviously, late July, we wrapped up County Fair, and then August is State Fair, and then September is the start of a new 4-H year. So yeah, there's never really a break. We just keep going a full circle. So,
well, like band and other extracurricular activities, sports teams and things. There's a recruiting time early in the school year. You guys are no different.
Yeah, that's the same. We've been out at the Produce in the Park, different places, just out trying to get as many kids as we can involved. So it's been really fun getting to talk with families and see kids' interests kind of, you know, spark or light up. So,
yeah. We've always had a lot of luck here in Cass County. Well, a lot of places in Southwest Iowa have had a lot of luck with their 4-H programs. So is it difficult to really increase the numbers by a lot because the participation is pretty good already?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really increase the numbers by a whole lot. I would say most of our biggest recruiters are the kids. If they're having fun, they bring their friends with them, and the club leaders do a fantastic job of, you know, getting kids to come to their meetings and checking it out. So it's not super, makes my job pretty easy, not super difficult. So, but we always like to, you know, make it aware to the public that, you know, 4-H isn't just for kids that want to show livestock. The opportunities are endless with 4-H. So
how long has it been since you've been out of 4-H as a 4-H'er?
Oh yeah. So I, was done with 4-H, obviously, when I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. And I was in both 4-H and FFA. So I actually continued showing FFA at the state fair until I was 21. So now 25, so getting pretty old.
Okay, so it's only been 7,
so
8
it's
years
only been 7, 8 years. Yep.
Since you've been out of the 4-H program. Mm-hmm. As a participant, do you recognize it much anymore? Does it look a lot like it did? You were probably in the beginning of some of the transition phase when they started focusing more on some of these STEM activities and things, but it seems like that's a real focus now.
Yeah, I guess for the most part, like 4-H itself looks pretty similar to what it was when I was growing up. I would say the biggest change is, yeah, the STEM component that's really been a priority area that we've kind of honed in on the last few years, and giving kids those, you know, hands-on real-life opportunities. We here in Cass County do a lot of partnerships with, like, the local Y and the libraries, and we try to do different STEM camps. So I think that's really cool and unique about Cass County is that we offer a lot of those different activities, and I didn't really necessarily have the opportunity to participate in some of those, so.
Well, you do a lot of partnerships, too, like the YMCA, the Cass County Conservation. You guys partner with a lot of different groups to be able to enhance some of the activities available to the kids.
Yeah, when I talk to people about 4-H in Cass County, I always talk about the partnerships. We have unbelievable partnerships, and it goes both ways. It's good for them, and it's good for us, and we really are able to offer the kids a lot of unique learning opportunities with those partnerships.
Sure you do. You bet. Things that they're interested in. Things that they get excited about.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. You know, a lot of the kids, some of the kids that come to our day camps in the summer, they might not necessarily be in 4-H, and then we start talking about it, and they're like, oh, if this is what 4-H is like, then I want to do that too. So yeah, recruiting as a whole is pretty easy when you get to have fun with the kids. So
do you have to explain what 4-H is to a lot of people?
A lot of people have a basic idea of what 4-H is, but the first thing people say when you talk 4-H is, I don't have livestock. And we're trying to really get past that and, you know, inform the public that 4-H is way more than livestock. I would say probably a fourth to maybe even half of our 4-H'ers don't have livestock anymore. So
stop up to the building during the fair week and take a look at all the projects in the building. A lot of those don't have anything to do with animals or livestock.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about 4-H is that you can really take it any direction that you want to. Like back when I was growing up, I did all the static exhibits and livestock, but I was just fortunate enough to be able to grow up on a farm. But there's also a lot of families that are willing to take in kids that are interested in showing livestock that might not have the facilities. So it's a really neat opportunity as well.
Absolutely. Well, for folks who have been involved in 4-H, the youngsters who might want to be a participant in that, what should they expect? What's expected of them in 4-H?
So typically, you join a club. We have 12 different 4-H clubs across Cass County. And 4-H is for youth in grades 4 through 12. And they go to club meetings, and those are once a month. And there's different times and locations where all those meet. And then they do different activities within their club. Some clubs go on a lot of tours. Other clubs, you know, just do more business meetings. But I would say that for the most part, all of our clubs are fairly active, and they do a lot of neat activities. And then at the county level, we have a lot of different, you know, camps and opportunities to get involved in as well. And then actually, I take a lot of kids to state events. So you can become as, you know, you can be really active, or you can just go to your local club meetings. It's kind of how much ever you want to get out of it. So
how much of Cass County 4-H, or breaking it down further, how much of the different clubs is really driven by the youngsters and not necessarily by the leadership or by the parents?
Yeah, I would say that's probably one of our strong points in Cass County. I mean, I just look back to this last year, and we had I had 12 kids on youth council, and six of them were seniors and phenomenal kids. So they are ambitious. They love it. They enjoy it, and they really take pride in what they do and the club itself. So a lot, like I said, if they're having fun, they're inviting friends, and the leader's job is usually easy then. So
that's true. Well, and leadership positions are always available for the youngsters, usually the older youngsters who have a little bit more experience. And not everybody wants to be a leader. You're not required to do anything in that direction. If you want to, the opportunities are there. But if you just enjoy participating, that's there too.
Yeah. So there's, like I said, you can take 4-H however you want to, wherever you want to go with it. I think that's the neat thing about 4-H is that if all you want to do is do a few crafts and bring them to the fair, you can do that. If you want to be a state 4-H officer, you can do that. If you want to, I mean, the opportunities are literally endless of what the kids can do.
Okay, let's talk from the parents' angle, because if you're recruiting kids, you're recruiting parents to a certain extent too, because they have to be supportive and all. But some parents who may not have been involved in 4-H might wonder, okay, if my kid comes home and says they want to be involved in 4-H, what do I have to do? What's my involvement in that? We all have busy lives. So what's expected of the parents?
So really, besides getting the youth to the location on their specific meeting date of the month, there's not a lot the parents have to do. The parents, again, can be as much involved or as little and as involved as they want to. You know, some parents hang out at the meetings and others don't. I guess something really unique for Cass County is that we have an endowment, and the Extension Council cover the cost of 4-H for all participants. So Cass County has... it's free for youth to be in 4-H in Cass County, whereas other counties, they have a set fee, usually a $30 participation fee, and that is waived for all youth. So no one in Cass County 4-H pays to be in 4-H.
Okay, parents, you heard that right. How often does your child come home and say, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to be involved in this, and the first thing you think of is, how much is that going to cost me? When it comes to 4-H, nothing. That's what it's going to cost you. Just a little bit of effort to help the child along and answer some questions and things, get them where they need to be, but nothing out of pocket.
Yeah, so we have the pancake supper every spring, and that's our big fundraiser for the enrollment dollars, I guess. And thanks to the generous support of the community and other you know, families and sponsors, we're able to keep it free for 4-H'ers in Cass County. And I think that's a extremely important part of our program. That's how we, you know, keep a lot of kids and get kids interested. Yeah, there's absolutely no cost, and they get to have fun.
I'm sure that's one of the top questions you get asked when it comes time for new 4-H'ers to inquire about being a part of that. Fortunately, so many folks around here were involved in 4-H and FFA and those types of programs when they were growing up. They understand the benefits, they understand the value and the importance of getting their youngsters involved in things like that. So that's really awesome. If someone wants to be involved, if a parent wants maybe to have their child involved in 4-H, or the child has said, hey, I want to get involved just like my friends are, how would they go about getting that process started?
Yeah, so obviously you can stop out at the Cass County Community Building, and we're attached to that, so we can help you get signed up there. We have a website, and it's usually easy for people just to Google search Cass County Extension, and then we're the top one on there, and there's information about joining on there, or, of course, you can always call us to, our phone number is 712-243-1132.
Excellent. There are a world of opportunities out there for youngsters, and 4-H is one place where they can discover a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously grew up and was involved in sports and different activities within the school, but looking back now, and obviously that's kind of came full circle for me too, back to 4-H, and those are definitely memories and opportunities that really resonate with me and are hit close to home. So it's always fun watching the kids get the aha moment or the smiles on their faces, and you kind of remember back to when you were a kid and all the fun you had too. So
you bet. It's all about not just about doing different things together as a group, but also enjoying and learning a little bit about other things and about yourself too through 4-H. So let those youngsters get themselves involved in something positive in their lives, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. That's what I always tell the kids. If this is the one thing that you really enjoy, I'm here for you, and let's enjoy it together. So
excellent. Shelby Van Horn, thanks for coming by. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.